This is Goldenrod. This is Goldenrod. How do you receive, over?
Aren't they receiving us?
That's not the question. Are we transmitting?
Lost Discs Radio! Lost Discs Radio! Lost Discs Radio!
You have the right to remain silent.
And, we're all required to go and have a good time.
Forced enjoyment.
Bowling alley.
Oh, wow. That could be fun, but I guess, well.
You're going to have fun whether you like it or not.
I'll have some horrible feedback at any moment right now. Coming on the air tonight. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Lost Discs radio show coming on, taking over for the next hour. Well, the next 2 hours, if you're digging us live on the shortwave on Area 51 on November 8th now. Right? It's November? What? Suddenly? Are you kidding me? And then, we're on till midnight, so stick around for the whole big 2 hour shebang of it if you're grabbing that live on the shortwave, or if you're digging it live on the net feed. And Dr. Doug Brown is over there.
I am. I'm here tonight.
Speaking of live, and
like I'm really here.
Jesty is on the other microphone.
I have a mic tonight.
Woohoo! Okay, so that's cool because, Joe Staggs, he don't miss many of these programs, but he's missing it tonight, folks. So he's got a gig. He's out in Pittsburgh way, man, with his band. Right, Chesty? What's the name of Joe Stack's band?
Allegheny Rhythm Rangers.
Right? And they're out there tonight. And folks, if you're in the area, you dig them up sometime. So here we are tonight. We're going to be digging it for the month of November. Of course, we're doing it not just for Area 51, but mainly because our pals over at rockinradio.com, they always insist that we make the scene, and we're mighty glad to make that scene. At their request, right, Doc? So here we go. This one, actually, though, we are going to send this one out to Cosmic Debris and Jane tonight, right? We're kicking it off tonight on Lost Discs Radio. All right, heads up, Cos. This is an exclusive tonight on Lost Discs Radio.
Got burnt this morning when I reached for the coffee pot. The toast was cold and the orange juice was hot. I should start over, but I guess I'd better not. Same thing would happen again, 'cause that's the bag I'm in. Late last night, as I was walking down the street, whistling the blues to the tapping of my feet. Some mean old woman called a cop out on the beat. That ain't what I call a friend, but that's the bag I'm in. Missed my connection and I'm late for work again. They'll probably drop the atom bomb the day my ship comes in. I wouldn't bet a nickel cause they pay me off in yen. Sometimes you just can't win if that's the bag you're in. On bringing back them same old memories. This evil feeling's gonna bring me to my knees. Trouble's my next of kin, cause that's the bag I'm in. That's the bag I'm in now. That's the bag I'm in now. That's the bag I'm in.
Rockin'
Radio.
On a project like this, there's always a margin for error. You expect it.
Sure.
What is this? The Lost Discs.
pretending not to see what is around you. Content to neck in parks and movie shows. You're a melancholy moonlight-minded dreamer, and your fashion's not in keeping with the times. Thinking of a future, picking daisies, seeing white lace, you wait for chimes. Wake up, moonlight dreamer. Don't be an old-fashioned thinker. Be a changing timer. Rearrange your mind. You're a melancholy moonlight-minded dreamer, and I love you just the way you are. You're trying very hard.
Like this, where I'm sort of glad Joe Stax is not on board to witness this, but that's a group maybe he would have been able to tell us about. The Omen. Okay, that was The Omen.
What exactly were they saying there? Was it Humpty Dumpty?
Out of 1967 on the Ascot Records label. And yes, that was, well, no, that was the Melancholy Moonlight Minded Dreamer. Now, Chesty, isn't it a full moon or something tonight? Come on.
Yes, it is.
It is?
Right?
Yeah.
We were seeing it right through the studio window here, through the trees.
It seemed like just yesterday it was a full moon.
Magical. All right.
Well, maybe it was.
Mouthing off. Was it yesterday or was it tonight?
I don't know. I mean, it seems like, I don't know.
Because we looked at it last night and said, wow, look at that. We went out to the diner, man. And on the way down the hill, we were like, wow, check out that moon. Holy hell. I'm like, nah, I don't know, man. It looked a little bit on the side there. It doesn't look full. And then tonight, we're like, now that's got to be full tonight. Right?
So I just saw a waxing gibbous, that's all.
You said, what's our waxing gibbous? That's exactly what I said to Chesty. It was a waxing gibbous at that point. I think tonight's the full moon.
Maybe you're right. I'm not sure.
Hey, by the way, the email. We never did give it, and no one seems to care, but go ahead, give it to him, Doc.
Sure, that's lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com. That's discs with a C as well.
Right. Or discs with a C, right. The letter C kind of discs.
Yes.
And it was before The Omen, it was The Standells. Man, we got off the old Tower Records label out of late 1966.
Oh, I thought they were cooler than that.
Well, that was the mono pressing, Chesty. And we've got that one down at the old Cutler's record shop in New Haven, which closed its doors like 3 years ago now. So just keep smarting off about it. Right? And that was Black Hearted Woman, Chesty, by the Standells. We got anything else to say?
No.
And yeah, we kicked off the set with Casey Anderson, okay, out of 1962.
Wow.
Unbelievably, on the Acto label, with That's the Bag I'm In, the old Fred Neil tune there.
So was that a shout out to the KC Royals there for making it all the way to the last, within 90 feet of the World Series?
Now you see how it all tries to tie in.
Right.
All right. Now, speaking of trying to tie it in, let's see if we can segue this. Right?
The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
What's the matter? None of the boys around?
Oh, I don't want a boy for a man's job.
Yeah. Do you need to see the record?
No, I like this record because of the picture on the front. It's some band from Bermuda. Oh, that's not the one?
Oh, my goodness.
Things are not going smoothly. Oh.
So what is it now?
This is from the Dynatones, and it's a song called Philly Dog, which I couldn't resist.
So you're really digging your music today, eh?
You might say that.
Be my
turtle down.
Lost Discs Radio.
Stop and think about it.
Moody Richard, he was always hanging round. Moody Richard was the biggest square in town. On the scene, but his presence never really meant a thing. He was an innocent bystander, watching his time go by. Mr. Innocent Bystander, doesn't your time fly by? Moody Richard never had a thing to say, but his silence didn't matter anyway. And his problem was an easy one to solve. Got involved. He was an innocent bystander, watching his time go by. Mr. Innocent Bystander, doesn't your time fly by?
Or not. Now, are you ready for this? Unbelievably, that was Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks.
Ooh.
Off the Blue Thumb record label.
The Blue what?
Blue Thumb.
Oh, I thought you said Blue Thong.
Like he pulled out a plum.
I thought you were talking like a leather strap, like a shoelace kind of thong kind of thing.
So anyway, Moody Richard, the Innocent Bystander, and I heard that song on Harry Shearer's Le Show, like, a few months ago, and said, "What is that song? What was that? What was that song?" And so I got it, and man, I actually, I'll be honest with you, man, that is like an exclusive. I edited out like a minute and a half of the middle of that song where they do this really kind of quasi strained key female vocal thing, which is just horrible. And I cut that part out, I'll be honest with you. And then just went to the guitar solo. So that's a shorter version. No wonder it wasn't a hit, you see. It needed to be tightened up a little bit, if I do say so. So I gave you an edited version to my liking, Doc.
Yeah.
Right? And I think that could have been a hit if they'd have tightened up that edit. Anyway, that was Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks. And before that, it was Gene Pitney Man, the one and only Gene Pitney with Please Come Back Baby, and it was on the Design Records label, right? Which is a budget label that was just buying up masters of album cuts and things and putting out albums here.
Who was he? It Hurts to Be in Love. Was that him?
Look at the chick on that. We got this at the Goodwill.
Hey, Shannon Dean's on there.
Yes, Shannon Dean's on here. It's some weird compilation. And
I see that.
Really pretty square. But that Gene Pitney one was kind of all right there. So that's an obscurity. It's not one of his that hit the charts or anything. Right. Of course, he wasn't even on that. He was on the Musicore label for everything he really did. So that whole album there that you're holding, Doc.
Yeah.
With that chick in the green and pink.
Right.
On the cover. It's all very suspect. Like it's like a gray market sort of thing from the mid-60s there.
Yeah, Wanted One Girl by Janet Dean. I don't think I've ever heard of that song.
Yeah, see what I'm saying. So, all right. So a lost disc there from Gene Pitney and the Dynatones. Yes, Chesty's chick pick kicked off there with Do the Philly Dog by the Dynatones on the HBR label off the Fife Piper Dynatones LP.
But according to the LP, the guys in this group are from West Virginia. Music educators from West Virginia.
Uh-huh.
Young guys.
Wow.
But they like to do the Philly Dog because, you know.
Yeah, they're trying to fit in. All right, so we're going to try to fit this in.
Right? Countdown survey.
Time for the countdown, Doc. If you want the results, or Chesty, who wants the results?
I would like
results?
Those, please.
I don't know if I wrote in the math.
The election results are in.
I don't know if I wrote in the math this time, Doc. Did I?
You did. I'm just going to check it.
There'll be a recount.
Wait a minute. You're putting in percentages with decimals to the hundredths.
I may have rounded down, Doc. I just want you to know.
No.
Okay.
Should be pretty close.
So here we are. Now, everyone knows that we have a website, and it's lostdiscsradio.com. Anyways, over at our website, we always change out about every 2 or 3 months. We change out 3 record labels we have on a poll there, so you can vote on which one you think is the hippest label. And we try to pick some of the obscure, really cool record labels, man. And this one is one of my favorites from when I was a kid. I don't know why people didn't play this side of this record. Doc, you want to tell us what we got here?
This is the number, the number 3 poll?
Yeah, number 3 on the last poll.
Mercury.
That's right, the Mercury label.
Whopping 6 votes.
You lost this radio.
Play super hit.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3.
Yeah, the Vox Poppers.
Me and my baby went out for a ride. We rode together, side by side. We stopped for a light, up pulls an old. My baby says, hey man, let's drag down the road. And then the light changed. Car exploded with a burn. Look for that old. All I saw was 2 lights a mile down the road. My baby said to me, I thought the motor was all right. I said it seemed that way, but the pistons were too tight.
And that's the story of my rod car. So don't ever race your hot rod unless it's running up to par.
Yeah, right? Out of Sight sounds now of the Vox Poppers from 1958.
No, we've played them before.
We've played that before, man, but I'm telling you, man, the flip side of that was a down-tempo vocal thing called Wishing for Your Love, which got top 40 in 1958. It's the only thing they ever had on the charts, but that was the B-side. And back when I had that record, when I was a little kid, as like some hand-me-down record, and I didn't know any better, you're damn right I played that B-side right there. The Last Drag by the Vox Poppers, right? Man, that is the side.
Nice.
You want to spin. All right, so now this, hopefully the computer will not freeze up again, Doc, and we can do this justice. Number two on the poll.
Yeah, it was close here between number two and number one. Yeah. Only three votes separated these two. Yeah. Number two is the Titan record label with 21 votes, or 41.18%.
See, very good at that. Love discs, on this day,
love discs, fool. Play super hit.
10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3.
So it's going to be the Strangers. Yeah, off the Titan Records label tonight, exclusively. The Strangers with Rebel Walk on Lost Discs Radio. Strangers, okay, coming to you right off the Titan Records label. It came in number two on the record label poll over at our website. Do it, folks. It is LostDiscsRadio.com. Hey, and, you know, we got knocked off there for a little bit on the internet feed and the shortwave, so we know that we lost all of our listeners on the internet feed. So if you're getting us now, it's because Cosmic Debris is the only one who's picked up the reestablished feed and is putting us out over the RF on the transmitter at 5110 over WBCQ. So if you're getting us on a short wave tonight, send in an email. We would be keen to give you some QSL response because we know that the only way you're getting us tonight right now is on a short wave radio. So once again, it is lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com. Okay, they spell the word discs with a C, and LostDiscsRadio@yahoo.com. We'll check that in a few minutes after we hear our number one from the last poll, Doc.
Well, the number one and my favorite of all the Olympic gods and goddesses is the Athena label with 24 votes.
See that?
It's three more. And that represents 47.06%.
Yeah.
I like what you got going here. Mercury, Titan, and Athena. So
you agree. You're glad this is number one.
Goddess of Wisdom.
Lost this radio.
Right. Here we go. Let's dig it, folks.
Yeah, I wish this whole business was over.
Oh, yeah, man. It's going to be the feminine complex.
Number one.
I won't run.
I'm under instructions now.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things.
I walked in town on silver spurs, the jingle too. A song that I had only sang to just a few. She saw my silver spurs and said, let's pass some time, and I will give to you summer wine. Summer wine.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things. Take off your silver spurs and help me pass the time, and I will give to you summer wine.
My eyes grew heavy and my lips, they could not speak. I tried to get up, but I couldn't. couldn't find my feet. She reassured me with an unfamiliar line, and then she gave to me more summer wine. Oh, summer wine.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things. Take off your silver spurs and help me pass the time, and I will give to you summer wine. Summer.
When I woke up, the sun was shining in my eyes. My silver spurs were gone, my head fell twice its size. She took my silver spurs, a dollar and a dime, and left me craving for more summer wine. Summer wine.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things. Take off those silver spurs and help me pass the time, and I will give to you my summer.
There doesn't seem to be any logic behind any of this.
Well, here's something to complicate things even more.
Dude!
Yeah, the leaves. Right. The leaves, man. Off the Mira Records label, man. Joe Stax wishes he could be digging that action.
There's still some leaves on the tree.
And yeah, there's. Yes, Chesty. What was that?
Not in my parts.
No.
There's still leaves on the trees.
Not around, up north.
Yeah, early November can be very just as groovy with the colors on the trees there, folks. So.
Fantastic.
Don't deny. All right, so anyway, there was the leaves. Before that, well, now look, we kicked off that set with the number one winner on the record label poll at our website. It was the Feminine Complex off the Athena Records label, right? The big winner there at our... Go to the website, folkslostdiscsradio.com. And we know there are people listening on the shortwave, Doc. Just to give them the address, they'll email in because of your sultry voice.
Lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com.
Yeah. All right. Now, Doc, you need to explain why you forced my hand to play that Nancy Sinatra record there.
It's beyond explanation. I honestly don't know. I heard it and I was like, I heard it on a like computer shuffle play thing, streaming thing I was doing somewhere, and something just grabbed me, and I was like, whoa, that song, what is that song?
You're talking about Summer Wine.
Summer Wine, Nancy Sinatra.
And Lee Hazlewood.
And Lee Hazlewood, of course. And then, you know, as I researched it and tried to figure out what the connection was, of course, I found out that probably about 10 years ago we played it on this song. So somewhere in the deep, dark recesses of my mind or something, I don't know. But then I got into this whole other quest and found out that Nancy Sinatra actually graduated with either Jan Barry or Dean Torrance, one of the two. They lived down the street from each other in California, and this whole big thing about a kidnapping, and I mean, it got crazy.
And this has been like...
I spent a whole night on this.
It's a lifelong obsession of yours.
It has been, and little did I know the Summer Wine would come back into it.
Right. Doc, it's getting close to top of the hour.
Silver Spurs, man.
Gonna have to cut you off.
Silver Spurs, man.
Fortunately.
Plus, I went to old Wild West City, too.
By the way, Doc.
In Netcong.
By way of cutting you off, you'd be glad to know that it's for good reason. We have heard in from some new listeners on our email.
Oh, who's that?
Since we gave out that email. This is in New York City. Somebody in New York City listening through a web-based server in the Netherlands.
Is it French?
And
Moises.
It's Moises.
Yeah.
Oh.
Digging it. What is this? Shortwave server in the Netherlands? Oh, yeah, sure. Getting us on 5109.73 kilohertz? Right. Because, well, it drifts a little, sure. And it's upper sideband, by the way, so that's even trickier.
It's better than the superband waistband.
Wow. For that.
Wow. Well, we know. All right. Here's the deal, man. We know we were hearing from somebody in the Cosmic Debris on the Lumpy Gravy radio show before this, was hearing in from somebody in Bermuda. And it just so happens that Chesty had a record picked out from Bermuda tonight in the playlist. Chesty, you want to tell who that is?
The Talbot Brothers.
Yeah.
They're pretty sweet.
Okay, so let's just dig this little thing about man smart, woman
smarter.
Smarter.
To Nick and Carrie.
Now let us put men and women together to find out which one is smarter. Some say men, but I say no. The women got the men like long ago, not me. Ooh, it's the people that say the men are leading, the women astray, but I say that the women of today smarter than the men in every way. Ever since the world began, the women has always been smarter than men. But if you listen to George attentively, he'll show you how the women is smarter than we, not me. It's the people that say the men are leading, the women astray. But I say that the women of today smarter than the men in every way. Thank you. Johnson was the strongest man long ago. No one could have beat him, as we all know. When he clashed with the woman on top of the bed, she found out that the strength was in the hair of his head. Not me. It is the people that say the men are leading the women astray. But I say that the women of today smarter than the man in every way. Now I was putting a girl out in Chippery. Listen how she used half her brains on me. I was giving her my money all the time, but she was giving me the shocks with the friend of mine. Not to me. Who is the people that say the men are leading the women astray? But I say that the women of today smarter than the man in every way.
Yes. And you know, we've also heard in from Geronimo, where he says that we're booming in at Nyack, New York, loud and clear on the old Grundig. Right? So he's getting on 5110. Yes, that's Geronimo.
Speaking of silver spurs.
All right. So the Talbot brothers are taking us out from Bermuda all the way from Connecticut here at Lost Discs Radio up to Maine, Monticello, out through 5110 and for your underground shortwave experience, folks. This is the end of our first hour. You know, you got to check out our buddies over at rockandradio.com, you know, during the rest of the month while you're hanging out. The RLT Archives Music Magazine with the boss man Randy Tivins. Right over there at rockandradio.com. The stepfather of soul, Jason Stone. And, of course, the electrophonic sounds of Brian Phillips. Can be found over there where we're found over there at rockandradio.com. And good night, Chesty, for hour number one.
Night.
And Doc, you're going to stick around for hour number two.
Sure.
We're going to take you up to midnight on Area 51 tonight, folks, so stick around on the shortwave. We'll catch you next month on the website. And good night. Good night.
Thanks, everyone, for re-electing the good governor.
The good governor.
Governor,
night,
why
good,
not?
It's a good, yes, that's right.
That
good, good night, good governor, why not? And good night, Weasley Steve. Wherever you happen to be.
such a beautiful machine. Let me drive, let me drive, let me drive.
Whatever it was that did this, deliberately destroyed the radio. It had to be deliberate. Every piece of wiring has been ripped out and chopped to bits. Look, every tube has been sliced neatly in half. And it had to reach way inside to do it without wrecking these cabinets.